by Schutte over to Christie, being guarded from Christie on defense on the right wing. To Simpler, directing traffic, gains signs to his left as he passes to the right to Kramer.
USA is being very deliberate on offense.
High post to Harper, takes the jump shot. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound, Zwemmer. That was half in and half out.
But, you know, that was really a great possession for USA. I mean, they're controlling the tempo on this, and they got a good shot out of it, too.
Lakers also providing some good defense on the night. Into the right corner to Zwemmer in the right block. Dribbles twice, picks it up to the high post to Christie. Back out to Cunningham. Cunningham dribbling over to the left wing to Schutte. Back up to Cunningham, nothing there on the left wing. Cunningham now dribbles to his right to Valentine. Keegan Valentine goes down the baseline, back to Zwemmer, who goes into the high post, goes up against it, is blocked by Ballard. Out of bounds, Laker ball underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. The Zwemmer-Ballard saga continues as both players blocking each other's shots so far tonight. 5:33 left in the second. Zwemmer feeds it into Cunningham, left wing. Back to Zwemmer into the right corner, left corner for Schutte for three. Bounces twice, no good. Rebound Zwemmer. He puts this one up. He is fouled on the way up, and he's going to line for two shots. More than likely going to be against Brennan Ballard. Fouls against number 32, Brennan Ballard. His first for USA, team's third. At the line, shooting two. Paul Zwemmer, he has 4 points tonight and two for two from the free throw line. Zwemmer, left-handed, 6'6", senior. Nice stroke on that one, and it's in for one. Zwemmer now with 5 points of Lakers, 6 points on the night. Aaron Christie sits down. John Carl checks back in for Lakers. Jeremy Majeski not afraid to use his bench.
He's got a bevy of guards that they're, you know, a lot of them are young, but man, they're getting an education tonight.
Second free throw, a little off the mark to the right, and no good. Rebound Brandon Harper into the hands of Aaron Sides. 5:15 left in the first half, and it's stolen by Cunningham, who can't actually hang on to it. And it goes out of bounds. USA ball. Good heads-up play there from the sophomore, grown quite drastically in this year so far, Trent Cunningham. As he saw the telegraph pass, he got a handle on it, but went out of bounds in front of the Harbor Beach conglomerate. DeSimpler dribbling the left wing, now to the top of the key. Jeremy Majeski shouting orders here to his defense, coming out and almost appears to be a 2-3 zone. As he feeds down to Ballard underneath the hoop, he has to swing this one around, a little trickery. This one's no good. He had no position on that one whatsoever. No good. Rebound Zwemmer.
Tried the reverse layup, and of course he was just too far underneath the basket.
6-point game, 12-6. Lakers trailing by six as Schutte takes the two from the high post, no good. Rebound, Aaron Sines for USA on the long rebound. DeSimpler into Kramer into the left corner. Dribbles once inside the three line, kicks it back out to DeSimpler. 4.5 to play in the first half. And we have a timeout called by USA. Mark Gainforth wants to discuss things. And so do we on the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school basketball, USA 12, Lakers 6.
Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
.426 left in the second quarter, 12-6. Lakers trail by six. USA with the ball after a 30-second timeout. Ryan Brown listening to the huddle for USA.
Mark Gainforth talked about to his players that they want to get the more looks in the post. He said the post looks are there, but his players got to start looking inside a little bit more instead of working around the perimeter.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. As Keegan Valentine actually found the loose ball. And here comes Lakers. Schutte is actually now a guard right now. Cunningham is acting as the point guard. Now Schutte top of the key with the ball. Dribbles into the corner, picks it into Zwemmer in the right block. Goes up for the jump shot. This one is long. Majeski wanted a foul, none called, and rebound USA.
USA is really doubling down on Paul Zwemmer very well.
As we have a foul, it's going to be an and one here for Brennan Ballard. Brandon Harper. Brandon Harper went down in the right block. I was looking at my stat sheet here. As we have a one free throw coming here from Brandon Harper.
Falls on Dakota Valentine.
So we have Sandusky's radio station showing up. And a little confused as to where they're going to be. First foul against Dakota Valentine. Free throw from Brandon Harper is no good. First 2 points for Harper on the night. It's 14-6, 8-point lead for USA into the corner, Keegan Valentine. Into Paul Zwemmer, left block. Dribbles once, goes to work with the right hand, and this one's good. Paul Zwemmer showing his prowess of his spin moves and post moves, and he cuts it back down to 6 points, 14-8, USA. Zach Kramer hit a three early, none since. Top of the key to Harper, now to Ballard, goes to work against John Carl, and we have a whistle. It's going to be two shots for Ballard going to the line. John Carl was out of position there when he was called for the foul with the push. Second team foul for Lakers, third team foul for Lakers. And the second against John Carl. So the last one was not against Valentine. Indeed, it was against Carl. So Carl with two fouls, he sits down. So we get our confusion straightened out here. .313 left in the second quarter. Ballard at the line shooting two. First free throw, it's good. Did I miss a free throw there, John?
Yes, he made them both.
He made them both. Shows how much I'm paying attention here. Brendan Ballard with 6 points. Now it's 16-8. And we have a whistle on the left wing as Lakers had the ball here. It's going to be a foul against USA. 41 is charged with it. That is 31, excuse me, Hayden Ewald, his second. And USA's fourth. Cunningham passes into Zwemmer, who goes against Ballard with the jump shot, long jump shot, and he almost willed that one in. With absolutely no arc, Paul Zwemmer uses his own gym to get that one in for 2 points from about 12 feet out. Top of the key, Zach Kramer now for USA, kicks it over to the right wing, feeds it into Ballard, going against Zwemmer, double team coming, this one's no good. Rebound and tough, Hayden Ewald with a hand to the face of Christie. Ewald gets the rebound, kicks it out to Kramer for the three, and that one's good. We have a timeout called by Lakers. It's 19-10, a full timeout called. You're tuned to WLNW Sports, your home for high school basketball, USA by 9.
In this area, when the first thought is real estate, the second thought is Tri-County Realty. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. People know that Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. So if you have been looking for that right property and haven't found it, or just trying to sell your home, farm, or resort property, you can call on Tri-County Realty of Siboney. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, call Dale Bolzman or any of the helpful sales staff at Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
My apologies as I continue to struggle with Lakers roster, apparently. Number 50 is Dakota Valentine, not John Carl. Dakota Valentine has two fouls. Full timeout called by Lakers just recently. Ryan Brown, what do you have?
Coach Majeski is focusing a little bit on offense to get a nice run going for the last 2.5 minutes, Clark. He wants his team to work it around the middle and look for Zwemmer to get it at the foul line for an easy 15-foot jumper if possible.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Jared Schutte, top of the key, dribbling over to Cunningham, left wing. Kicks it back up to Schutte for three. This one is partially blocked, and Dakota Valentine picks it up. And they feed it down to Zwemmer. The left block goes to work, and it's a little too hard. The rebound's still loose, and out of bounds, blue ball, USA.
There's a lot of hard work by Dakota Valentine to keep that thing alive, and Lakers got a good shot off, just didn't go in.
2:11 left in the first half, 9-point game, USA 19, Lakers 10. Harper over to the right wing, two signs, kicks it into Ballard on the give and go, and he goes against Valentine in for two. Brendan Ballard now with 8 points in the night, 11-point lead, largest of the night for USA, 21-10.